So this is Dan Ospel of the Discovery Channel team back at the Tour de France at a rainy finish line in Nancy. First and foremost, all of our team members made it through that crash safe, but everyone had the same time, finishing 7 seconds behind the first and second place finishers. And what that is the result of is a new rule that was created that if there is a crash now within 3 kilometers from the line, the main peloton gets the same time. It used to be 1 kilometer, but now they've extended it to 3, which kind of lessens the craziness that goes on. Now if you're a climber or a GC rider, all you really need to do is make it within that 3 kilometer to go sign and finish in the main field, kind of ease up and let the sprinters go for it. Yeah, it was a real shame for the French rider who was off there. He's actually from this town, so he's the local hero trying to do good. And he was in that breakaway basically all day from about the 40-kilometer mark and probably deserved a better fate. That was a really difficult, almost 90-degree right-hand turn, and within the last kilometer, the roads were soaked. It was pouring rain, and to see him wipe out like that and have his chance to pass, I mean, who knows if he would have been caught. It got really, really close, but to see him go down like that was just more drama to this race. It seems every day there's something that everyone's talking about, not just the race results, but just all these different events, the jersey situation, Lance passing Ulrich in the first day, the headbutting incident between the spinners a few days ago. It's been a really, really interesting tour so far. So just behind the winner today was Alexander Vinokourov, one of Lance's chief rivals, probably for the rest of this race here. He actually gained 19 seconds today by being credited by finishing the same time as the leader, which was 7 seconds over the field, and then he gained a 12-second time bonus for finishing in second place. But he jumped from 7th to 3rd overall. When asked about it after the race, Lance really had no comment about it. He said, "I don't feel anything about that. It's not that big of a deal, and it's still early on. There's a ton more to go." But in hindsight, looking back, 19 seconds gained by Vinokourov on a day like today is probably a decent move. Check back with us tomorrow as the tour heads into Germany for Stage 7. And for more exclusive information, head to discovery.com.